I used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. And joining me, as always, is the man who needs no introduction. How you doing today, buddy?
Dude, I'm awesome. I am still amazed that you're a natural. It blows me away.
First,
but I noticed in the introduction there you said, you know, hosted by Benny Lake. You didn't go, that's me.
I didn't say that's me.
No, it threw me off. I'm sitting there going, what the hell's he doing?
Wow, I'm not myself today. I'm out of it.
It's good to get out of it because sometimes when you're in it, it's like stepping in poo-poo. It feels squishy and nice, but it's not nice.
How long before you make that turn?
Before I make what turn?
Oh, no, you're...
No. 9 years, Benny. In fact, I'm going to drive with this mother-humping turn signal on the whole time. It's going to be 9 years, sir.
A lot of people, I did extensive research on this, and did you know that this is the only podcast in America where an active truck driver is the co-host? The only one in America.
I'm amazed by that. First of all, when you say co-host, it gives me that like warm feeling in my pink parts. I can't believe I'm a co-host. If I ever was like a host, it's usually of like a disease, you know?
Well, so, By co-host, I mean more featuring.
Sure, okay. Go ahead, diminish me, you son of a beast thing.
I'm just trying I'm trying to make it sound better that we're the only podcast in America. We got an active truck driver on the road in the truck doing a podcast. Nobody's doing that. That's incredible. What a great idea.
I know. When you came up with that, it was amazeballs, dude. I was totally amazeballs.
I mean, I remember I approached you 2 years ago and I said, hey, listen, here's the idea. You need to go to truck driving school. And you did
That's
it,
right.
man. You did it all for the show.
I did. I said, so I got to go to truck driving school. And you said yes. And I said, okay, buddy, let's do it. And it's been the best. I wish I was driving for 2 years, but it's been the best decision that you've ever made.
You're welcome.
So Marla absolutely loves you, man.
I'm glad that you guys had a nice time. Last episode, we have a lot of new listeners. Last episode, you were in town. You taught me how to play the guitar. You're a great guitar teacher.
And no, you did that yourself. I was sick monkey.
Your lovely wife was in town. She was great. She made the podcast fantastic. Marla was fantastic.
Marla makes everything fantastic.
I'm glad. You guys are in love. And with it being Valentine's Day, do you have any advice for the people out there? Because you're in love, man. I don't have that, you know. I've never really had that someone special. You're in love, man. What's it like, Valentine's Day? Tell your love. Tell the world. Because honestly, ever since you left town, I've been in kind of a mood. And I don't know, like.
You've probably been in a mood since I left because I probably gave you something. Yeah, sorry about that.
You said you said before you. Anyway, move on.
I didn't say what I was tested for. Low IQ, sir, is not the same as syphilis.
You know I don't have insurance, right?
All right. So what do you think I'm getting Marla for Valentine's Day?
Okay. All right. All right. What is the man who needs no introduction getting his wife for Valentine's Day? This is a game. I like this. I think this game needs a song. It needs a song.
Please.
Yeah, you know, I got the guitar. I'm so great at the guitar. Let's see it. Let's see how this plays out. So you sing the lyrics and I'll play the, are you ready here?
Okay.
You ready? Let's do this right on the spot. Let's try this out here. Whenever you're ready, just, you know, let
okay.
it.
I don't even know what to sing to that.
But the guitar must be out of tune. All right, we don't need a song. No problem. So, what do you got? What are you getting your wife for Valentine's Day? A ring.
Nothing.
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 Oh.
And you know what she's getting me?
A ring.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Unbelievable.
But you know why, though?
Why?
We Like, I get Marla flowers, like, every 2 weeks. I write her notes that she finds under her pillow or on the shower head or in her underwear drawer or sometimes in her underwear that she's actually wearing at the time. We just do little things for each other all the time. So it's like Valentine's Day is – Valentine's great for people who are in love, but people who aren't in love, it's kind of like a – it's like a forced habit. You know what I mean? It's like, ah, I got to do something like that. But when you're really – like every day's – I mean, I hate to say it. And it hasn't been this way with me with every woman that I've known. As you know, you've known some of those women. I haven't always been this happy, but, you know, I'm happy.
It's good.
So the secret of being in love is knowing the person and accepting the person. And if that person's a good person, it's good. If that person is not a bad person, is not a good person, it's bad. Doesn't matter how good of BJs they give, it's bad.
Okay, well, you brought up not getting anything for Valentine's Day, and you brought up bad girlfriends, and you know that reminds me of a time I was dating this girl, and it was Valentine's Day, and this was back in the day I was always dead broke, and it's Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
I got $10 to my name on Valentine's Day, and I got to get her a gift, but I haven't eaten yet. So I got $10. I got to figure out what the hell I'm going to do.
Okay.
So to kill two birds with one stone, edible panties.
Nice.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can't get a good flavor. For $10, you can't get a good flavor of edible panties.
You know? Okay.
Yeah. I remember I got original. It was original.
Which,
yeah.
Original, yeah. Original what?
Well, no, it's just original, the original panties, and it was delicious. It was delicious.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, not the panties, but you know.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Yeah, okay.
We
happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
That's great, man. At least you thought of her.
Yeah. Yeah. Kill two birds, one stone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But when
delicious.
Also, you know how cheap I am. What I do is I take the kids' fruit roll-ups and I mash them together, and then I just smack them on her, and then I just eat around that.
So.
I use fruit by the foot, fruit roll-ups, and then I tuck some of those gummy fruit gummies up inside and just get them out. So.
Did you just come up with this?
Of course I did.
Okay, God, I hope so.
But one thing I didn't come up with, any listeners out there, you want to try something great. You hear about the thing about getting a gummer, like a blowjob by a woman that has no teeth, or she can take her teeth out. And they say it's wonderful, you know. And I've never got to have this experience. But what I do, though, is what I do is I get a Tootsie Roll, right? Like one of the large Tootsie Rolls. And I get them, I put them in like a mouth-shaped form, put them in the microwave for 6 seconds, not five, not seven, 6 seconds, and then I put them on Marlo's teeth, like, gas them, and it's wonderful, sir.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you, if you ever want to try something, listeners, if you think I'm kidding, I know I joke around a lot, I'm telling you. It's amazeballs. And then the best part is like the cleanup, you know? She just get it in there and then she just chews it up and yeah.
I am. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
You know what? You started off on, you gave great advice. It's all about being in love, you know? I tell you what, you were better with your turn signal on.
Fuck you, Benny. I swear to God, I'm in Syracuse, Benny. Okay? It's 1 o'clock. It's busy. Oh, sorry. I drove through such shit weather yesterday. I'm sorry. I'm taking caffeine right now. I'm doing a 10-hour energy drink. But they're only 79 cents for a 10-hour energy drink.
And for 10 hours, you're up.
Yeah.
What if you drank three of them?
Well, I know you were never good at math or handling money, but that'd be 30 hours I'd be up for.
Seems impossible.
It is. Well, it isn't. But if you ever want to, the 5-hour energy drink, there's a real interesting story behind that. If you ever want to look something up interesting, we can talk about it one time. It's a very interesting story of how that came about. Anywho.
You mentioned that you're driving in Syracuse. I think that, you know, that means you're in New York. I think it's a good time to do the Buffalo segment. You know, we've been doing the Buffalo segment. Buffalo Bulls, college basketball team. We do it every show. Yeah, do it every show.
Yeah. Well, Buffalo just said that, I don't know if you get like, news feeds out there about that woman in Buffalo, what happened with her? She was having sex for spaghetti.
No, I missed it.
Yeah, she was a prostitute. She was a prostitute. She had sex for spaghetti. Anyhow, go Buffalo!
Go Buffalo. I tell you what, they won last night. They won a couple games in a row. Go Buffalo. That's it. All right. That's it. You know, I did my part already. They don't want anything to do with it. It's okay. Buffalo, they won.
Keep it going. They don't want anything to do with it.
You know, I gave my $20. I tried to buy a
drink. You and that fucking 20. Are you kidding me, dude? Are you kidding me?
We're taking pictures. $20. We're taking pictures out here in Vegas, and nobody, you know. I tell you what. I hope they win. They won. They won their last game. That's all I got. I don't got nothing. You know, go Bulls.
How much did they win by?
I think they won by a couple points. I'm not, you know, you lose interest, but.
How'd Serial Killer do?
Nate Oates. Hey, he liked one of my tweets. How about that? He liked one of my tweets. I put the picture of us holding the flag in Vegas, and he liked the tweet.
Okay, so you're saying you're not getting anything. You got something from the man.
The man made out. He did like the tweet. You're right. I apologize. You know what? Let's do the Bull segment better. Let's
God
do it again.
Damn it. Let's do it. Take your $20 and shove it up your hoo-hoo hole. Because, man, you're going to get a fat head. But we love the fans in Buffalo. I love Buffalo.
All right. Let's do it over. Let's do the segment over. You're right. I wasn't into it. I was angry. I've been emotional. You know what? It all started.
I know.
Believe it or not, it all started. I got a new pair of jeans. Right?
Okay.
This was, you know, about a month and a half ago. And ever since I got that new pair of jeans, just like everything, it just hasn't been the same. It really hasn't been the same. And the jeans are great. I love the jeans. I got new jeans because my old jeans, when I was they were taking pictures of me on stage, looked like I was wearing sweatpants. So I'm like, I got to go get some new jeans.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because I actually thought you were wearing sweatpants.
At one point, right? Before I got the new jeans?
Yeah, honestly.
Right? So I knew I had to get the new jeans. So I drove. I went to this store. It was like 45 minutes away. And I could have went like 15 minutes away. But I went 45 minutes away. I got these jeans. And ever since that day, things have been just crazy. Things have been crazy. A lot of stuff going on. But the jeans are great. I would have drove 5 hours to get the jeans.
No, fuck those jeans. Those jeans are giving you bad juju, baby.
No, man. Yeah. I'm telling you. When you look at the jeans on the picture, right, with the new jeans that I got, they're like perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I wear the same jeans every picture because I only got one pair of jeans. But they come out in pictures. They're amazing. It was a great choice. Great choice.
Yeah, but if it's giving you a hard time, man, you got to get rid of them fucking jeans.
No, man. The jeans, they bring out the best in me, you know? They bring out the best in me. So... I like the jeans. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll get another pair of jeans. Maybe I'll keep...
I'll buy you jeans. I will buy you out and get another pair of jeans. You take a picture of the receipt. I will send you the money for the jeans.
But I really like the jeans I have.
Those jeans are bad juju jeans.
No, they're good jeans.
You said it yourself. Ever since you got the jeans, it was the catalyst. I believe in that stuff, man.
All right.
It's like my third ex-wife. Things were horrible with her.
I'll look into it.
You saying you're gonna look into your jeans?
Well, something like that. I mean,
you should have looked into Marlo's jeans when she was out there.
You know, she was busy. She was busy eating that porta sub. She wouldn't put it down. She loved it.
Oh, fuck it.
By the way,
you know how you are with that $20? You know how you are with Buffalo and the $20?
Yeah.
I hear about Porta subs. That's her $20.
I was hoping.
Everybody asks, hey, how was Vegas? Smelly.
Hey, I was hoping to get your guys' address so I could send you guys a card with Port of Subs gift cards in it. So talk to me off air. I'll get your address.
Okay, I will, brother. Let's talk about Buffalo.
Let's get back to Buffalo. You're right. We got off track there. What? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
All right, Buffalo. I'm sorry. Nate Oates, he liked my tweet. He liked the picture of us, man. That's pretty cool. He's the head coach of Buffalo. He, you know, maybe he hit it on accident. I don't know. But he liked it, and that was cool to see.
Nate Oates doesn't do anything by accident. He's the man.
The man, and he liked my tweet. So thank you, Nate Oates. I'm sure you're listening. I'm sure now that you saw the tweet, you're listening to the show. And Buffalo, you've won the past couple games. You're back on track. The Envelope Man, he's just sitting in the wings waiting because he's got yet 60-1 to win the title for $50. I'm excited. I want a fat head. That's what this is all about. Other than the kids and the $20 I gave and me trying to give everybody lunch. Go Buffalo. We support you. Thank you, Nate Oates, for liking the tweet, even though it was probably an accident. But
stop that! Nate Oates doesn't do anything by accident.
He doesn't do anything he doesn't want to do. That's right. Nate Oates, Coach of the Year. Give him the trophy.
Coach of the Year. Give it to him now.
By the way.
Get it out of the way.
By the way, I know that you are going to have no idea what I'm about to say, but did you see what Duke did last night? Oh, my God. They were down 23 points. They came back all the way to win. Duke, they're going to win the title. Buffalo has no chance. But, gosh, I love this Buffalo.
God, I can't believe you
said
that.
I love this Buffalo team, man. If I get a fat head at either Duke or Buffalo, either way. But anyway, just,
no,
I'm looking for a fat head.
Away. You're not changing. You are not saying however long it takes for all this stuff to go through. You know, I sit back in number 12 that, you know, Duke. No, bullshit. Buffalo. Fuck Duke. My
That's
dad
right.
had a dog named Duke. I hated that fucking dog. I hated that dog.
Do you think people...
I hated that dog.
Do you think people understand I wasn't really talking about my genes? But anyway, you know what I mean?
Marlo said you're a catch, man.
Thank you. I know that, man. You're right. You're fucking... She's right. I know how great I am. And
I know you know how great you are. But I'm saying you don't need anything that... You know, if it's something that you want, then you go for it. And you're not judged by how many times you fall down. You're judged by how many times you get back up. And believe me, I've fallen down more times than fucking, you know, than Charlie Chaplin, sir.
I got a plan. I kind of didn't want to reveal it to you.
Okay.
All right, we're off track because I can't keep that in. I can't keep that in.
But you never said the name.
Yeah, but everybody knows, man. Come on.
Dude, do you want to go on illegal terms? Okay, Barry, to this
legal
guy.
Not...
Who needs no introduction, we'll
no,
go
I'm not.
Why are you
getting so worked up? Why are you getting so worked up?
Because I'll tell you why I'm getting worked up. Because you, Benny, are my friend.
I know.
I really, really,
me
truly
either.
Don't. Well, then what does a friend do? A friend tells you how they feel. A friend gives their opinion when it's not asked for.
Fair enough.
A friend does not.
You're right.
A friend does
You're...
not get pissed off when the person doesn't fucking
absolutely.
Take your advice,
That's.
But they fucking will say, "I told you so, you mother humper."
Absolutely.
So,
how I want people to treat me. You're absolutely right. You hit nail on the head. Now I'm not gonna do anything that you fucking told me, but I'm not mad at you for telling me it.
I know that. That's why we're friends.
That's exactly. That's why we're friends. That's why we're partners. We're partners. I wonder how much of this we're gonna use. I feel like I'm gonna end up using a lot of this in very edited fashion, but a lot of that's gonna get used.
I want this on there. Fuck you and your editing.
Duke's.
You go to Duke right now, I swear to God, I'm going to punch you in the nuts.
They were down 23 points.
You're down 20 points, and you're going to come back, Benny. You're down 120 points, and you're going to come back.
Edible panties. Edible panties.
Fruit roll-ups and gummy bears.
What's in the truck, man? Let's guess what's in the truck.
Hit the song.
What? Hopefully it's better than what you got Marla for Valentine's Day. Good God, you set that fucking story up for nothing. Oh, my God.
Fuck you, man. That was a beautiful thing. We don't get any...
Hey, here's a five-minute story to tell you how cheap I am. Oh, yeah, good for you. Congratulations.
Oh, you want to hear about Joe?
We're in love.
I want to hear about
We're
cheap.
In love.
You, you, Did you know how much money I blew? Not on gambling when I was in Vegas, just on stuff because I wanted to, and I can afford it right now, and I love it.
You know what? The last night you were here when I dropped you guys off, I was going to say, put Marla to bed, and I'm going to come down. I'm going to pick you up at 11 o'clock, and you're going to go get all your money back in Vegas, and I'm going to watch you gamble. But I didn't want to put you in the position to make that decision, so I didn't do it. But I want you to know that I thought that severely, and that's what I wanted to do for you last night, but I didn't want it, you know.
Benny, I would never do – you are in recovery right now, Benny.
Oh, no, I could sit down there all day and watch you. I could look out there.
I could sit in front of a crack pipe.
I'm telling you, man. It's my job. A lot of people don't know this, but it's my job. I deal cards. I'm around it all the time. I deal cards, okay? That's my job. By the way.
It's a different fucking animal.
By the way.
It's a different animal when you're on the other side of the table.
By the way.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
You're good with getting, like, knowing what a patent is, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we got to work on this because I kind of looked it up a little bit. Nobody's patented funniest dealer on the strip. And, you know, I think we could work that in. Maybe change the name to Blackjack Benny Leg. Wait, we'll look into it. But funniest dealer on the strip, I think something could work there. So, well, you know.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's so much better than Benny Leg.
I don't know if that's a patent or you want to get it copywritten.
Maybe. I'll look into it. Whatever it is, I'm not that bright. So. You handle the.
Of course, and I am. Oh, Jesus.
Well, no, you're not that bright, but you're definitely brighter than me.
Of course. Well, fucking, a burned out bulb is fucking brighter than you, Benny. That's a lot of peas right there. Burned out bulb is better than you, Benny. Brighter than you, Benny. Anyhow, I love you, man, and I mean, like Marlon and I were talking about on the flight home. It's like, because I mean, I've had friends in the past. Like, I've had friends that I felt like I could count on, or. Well, I'm not saying I always based it off of, like, if I got arrested, who would I call to bail
me out? I hope that you don't think
never.
You could ever count
I
on
never,
me.
I never, ever could count on you to do
okay.
that. I know that.
Thank God. What do I always say to you? I always say, if you need anything, give me a call, and I'll let somebody know about it. And that's, you know.
That is a true fact, but at least you'll let somebody know about it, man.
Well, yeah, but maybe probably not immediately. Maybe.
No, I'll rather fucking yell like Nelson Mandela, but it'll still be all right. And by the way, I love Nelson Mandela. Good for you, Nelson. Sorry. Are you there, Benny?
I'm there. I was waiting for the turn signal to be done talking.
That's my flashers because I have 64,000 pounds of. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, damn it.
Now.
Oh, I thought I got you. You know what? Let's play the game. Let's play what the fuck for the check.
I'm going to kill us, and it's icy, and you're telling me about the... Anyways.
Damn it. I thought he was going to tell me what was in the truck. Damn it.
No, I'm not. Let's go. Let's go, big man. You got three guesses.
Let's play the game. Here, I'm going to hit the music.
Let's play it. What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? What the fuck is in the truck? What's in the truck? All right, Betty, the first clue. I already mentioned it.
You already mentioned it. So that means that there is nothing in the truck.
Two more guesses, sucker.
All right, you already mentioned it. What's your second clue?
I have to give you a second clue. Okay.
I thought I get three clues. I don't get three clues?
You got three guesses.
Oh, and you already mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, buffalo. Buffalo wings.
One more shot, good sir.
I feel bad for the listeners. They all expected to get three clues.
We didn't really set up the boundaries, you know. We don't have a safe word. So what do you want another clue?
Gummy bears is my final guess.
I'm gonna punch you right in the nuts, I swear to God. It is not gummy bears. There's so many things you could have gone with there. You could have said fruit roll-ups, but that is not what's in the truck.
What is in the What is in the truck? Please tell everybody.
I'll tell you what the fuck's in the truck right now, ladies and gentlemen. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. I'm okay, amazed. Sir. I am amazed that you know me so well. You know me more than most people on earth. And you thought that I would have the retention span to remember what we did previously earlier in the show. That's, you know, that's pretty incredible.
First of all, I did not say that you would have the attention span of it. I knew you wouldn't remember because you're like a goldfish. So I just know that you. I mentioned it is all I said. I have pasta, sir. Pasta.
Pasta's in the truck.
Oh, you are so good.
2 for 2.
I hate you, man.
Let's update the counter. What do you say?
Let's
update the counter. You know, I have an exciting announcement that I meant to get to like way earlier in the show.
We kind of did get off track, didn't we?
We are now a little bit. This whole show, we got off track, but with some good quality stuff. I'm excited to announce. This is a serious announcement. You can now listen to us on Spreaker.
Yeah, right on, man. Cool.
Yeah, okay, so you can listen to us on SoundCloud. You can listen to us on Apple Podcast, and you can listen to us on Spreaker. Now, there's something I'm trying to figure out with Spreaker. Now, download the app and search for I Quit Gambling So I Started a Podcast and subscribe to it and follow it. Because on Spreaker, you can record live, and it goes right out. So there may be some special stuff we start doing on Spreaker if we can figure out how this works. So follow us, you know, listen to us on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Spreaker, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, a 5-star review.
Dude, that'd be great. A review would be great. But dude, you just said we could go live.
There's something you could do with Spreaker. I can't say for sure what it is because I haven't gotten into it yet too much. But there may be something that we could record live. Like it could go out on Spreaker as we record.
You better get the pens for that one. I better have the pens in my truck to give to you because you and your editing, you would be all screwed. You'd be all screwed.
If there was no editing, it would be a 5-hour show. I mean,
it really would. I just to let everybody know, man.
And nobody wants to listen to a 5-hour show.
That guy who needs no introduction absolutely cannot stand rules, and Benny gives me rules.
Let's update the counter.
All right.
We're now at 13 episodes without gambling. Is that what we're at? 13 episodes without gambling?
13. Oh, shit. Good for you, Benny.
Wow. I hope it's 13.
If not, it isn't.
But hey, let's update the counter. I guess I should just look at the counter. Oh, it is 13. How about that?
Well, then when you go back to that Duke thing, you'll don't go to me and say, oh, it was episode 12. It was actually episode 13, you son of a bitch. Sorry.
Thank you for bringing back a reference that everybody, I'm certain, has completely forgotten about. But I'm looking at the counter. We're at 13 episodes. Let's update the counter. We usually have a noise. I don't really. Here it is. Hey, let's update the counter to 14 episodes without gambling. All right, yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, there it is. That was an Arizona green tea jug. You know, I wasn't prepared for today's show, as you can probably tell. But
that was an Arizona green tea jug? Man.
Yeah, you know, running out.
You slipping, kid. You know, you should have used a zipper sound of your new jeans. Sorry.
Once again, listen to the podcast wherever you can find it. Just look for it. I'm sure you'll find it. If you like it, you know, it's the end of the podcast. So if you're hearing this, you probably listened to everything already. So you know where to find it. Well, follow me at Benny Lake Wins on Twitter. Follow the podcast at Benny Lake Laughs. And seriously, thank you everybody for listening. And thanks to man who needs no introduction for joining me as always. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Benny.
Thanks for the great Valentine's Day advice, you know?
Thank you. Anything I know you're not going to follow, so anything I can do for you, call somebody else.
I hope we helped. All right. I'm Benny Lake. Thanks for listening. I think we're good there. What do you think? I'm Benny Lake.
I think we're good.
All right. Do you want – see, I have my own outro. Do you want an outro when you leave?
I don't know. I don't want to – I don't know. But is it okay to have an outro? Are you asking me, can I have one?